And I'm here with Marshall City Administrator, Ms. Connie Latimer. And Ms. Latimer, to start off, that's my understanding you have a new job.
Yes, it is. It's one of those, and you get, you know, you go to a meeting and you get something else to do while you're there. But it's, I was voted in as secretary of our Central Division, Missouri Municipal League, last week at our meeting. So it's, doesn't consist of anything much except showing up at the meetings and calling roll.
Not a whole lot to it.
No, not a whole lot to it. Just a title, basically, is what it amounts to.
And the next thing I want to talk about, we have a birthday celebration coming up.
Yes, we do. It's our 175th, and we're going to start the celebration for the year. There's a lot of different organizations that have big birthdays this year, and so we're going to start the year-long celebration Thursday night. It's the first concert of the municipal band for their season. So we're going to start at 5 o'clock, and we'll have hot dogs, ice cream, cupcakes for the first 300 people. And then after that at 7, the band starts their concert for the year. So it's just kind of a kickoff for us. And we thought, well, we'd do cake and ice cream and throw a hot dog in there since we're going to start about 5. And hopefully people will come out and enjoy the party, and birthday parties are supposed to be fun. So that's why we did it this way, and then stick around and listen to the band.
And this is a kickoff, so do you have other things that are coming up in the works?
We won't have anything else this year, probably, but I know Wooden Houston Bank, they're going to be doing a lot. They've done a lot for us for this celebration. It's their 140th, I believe. Fitzgibbon Hospital, it's their 90th or 91st, I think. Missouri Valley College is their 125th. Our fire department, it's 125th. So we've got, there'll be a lot going on all year. Now this week, the fire department will be up there. They've got some old pictures from the old station and all the old equipment and everything that's on a slideshow. That'll be up there. Also, there's going to be a demonstration, or not the demonstration, but information booth about industrial hemp. And that's because I think this is Industrial Hemp Week, I believe, and Chris Nelson is in charge of all that. So he'll have an information booth up there, too. So there'll just be all kinds of things this week.
Another thing I wanted to talk to you about, we had a few officers promoted.
Yes, we did. Yes, we had three that were promoted from second class to first class.
And is that through experience, or was there something that happened? Or?
No, that's through experience. I mean, that's, you know, they're here for a while, and then they get promoted. As long as they're doing a good job, they get promoted, and these guys are, so they did.
And it was time for liquor license renewals again.
Yes. July 1st is when the liquor licenses come up. And so we had a list. We used to go through them, I mean, because we used to not have quite so many, and we go through them individually, but it's too much now to do it individually. So we just do it as a group. And of course, the police department reviews it first to be sure that they don't have any issues with what we have. We did also award a mowing bid for properties that people aren't taking care of themselves. I would encourage everybody to try to do your own, you know, take care of your own, because when you don't, and the city has to do that, then that's money that could be spent on other things. I mean, everybody has a list that they'd like for us to do. We have a list that we'd like to do, but as long as we have to take care of all this mowing, I mean, it runs us, you know, it'll run $25,000-$30,000 a season to try to keep up with all of this. If it's your property, take care of it. If that's where you live, take care of it. You know, if you need some help, if you're elderly or you're handicapped and you can't do it, let us know, and we'll get a hold of somebody. But if you get a ticket for it, then you're going to spend $150 when you go to court. And so, you know, don't make us get to that point to where we have to be ugly and then make us spend the money to have to come and cut your grass. You know, we'd be happy to help, but we don't really want to be in the mowing business.
And I was kind of curious on how that worked. Does somebody have to complain about the yard, or does police find the yards, or how does that work?
We all see it. I mean, people call and complain, and the majority of the ones everybody complains almost about the same one, because we all see them, you know, the ones, the obvious ones. But I go through, as well as the in code enforcement office and police department, and even the sanitation workers, they'll give us a list, you know, because they're out everywhere. But I make a run every morning. I'm in a different ward, and I drive through and I write down what I see. And, you know, it's just amazes me and disheartens me both at the same time, because it's I can't believe people just let things go. I mean, it's like I said, if it's yours, take care of it. That's, you know, we try to make things good for everybody, and for every dime that we have to spend on that, that takes away from us being able to tear down substandard structures. And we hear all the time about the building on Errol Street, and, you know, all that costs money. And so it's hard for us to have enough to go around when we have to do all of this.
And Marshall is a great community, and it's really pretty through here. People do need to take care of their stuff.
Yeah, it is. It's very pretty. And you know, for the most part, people are really good about taking care of things, but it's just gotten so, now it's just almost out of hand that people just kind of wait for us to come and cut it. And like I said, that's not what we're for. You know, we want to do good for everybody, and it's not fair to everybody else for us not be able to take care of some things simply because we have to clean up someone else's mess.
Well, Connie, is there anything else that you'd like to add?
Nope, I think that's it.